in essence, it is just like an attack in Nigeria as of what has happened. And definitely there is a need for the Western communities to quickly assist Nigeria so that this terrorism will be defeated. We have to commiserate with the other Nigerians that lost their loved ones. And then at the same time, to call upon all Nigerians to stand up against these people. Because if you are terrorizing, you said you are a Boko Haram and you are killing people, whom are you going to rule? We cannot, the Western education is part of us. If they will kill the whole Nigerians, we are still pro Boko. We want the Western education. Our children want Western education. Our grandchildren want Western education. So there is no real purpose in doing this, because they cannot get what they want.
How are you reaching out to other political parties and other Nigerians to join in this fight against terrorism that you talked about?
Look, that is, Peter, the most unfortunate in Nigeria. When you are a leader, everyone, if something happens, instead of joining hands, everyone will start throwing accusations against you. That is the most unfortunate. Like Ghana now, if a president makes a statement on a national issue, i.e. this national strategy that happened today, the entire party, the entire nation will commiserate with the president. But in this case in Nigeria, people will just say, President Goodluck has not gone to Adamawa to commiserate with them, has not gone to Yobe to commiserate with them, has not gone to Fauci to commiserate with them, or Yobe, or Borno. That is not a patriotic behavior from the other political parties. They are taking the lives of those people that have lost their lives because of these nefarious acts of other unpatriotic citizens as an issue of campaign. An issue, it shouldn't be so. It is something that the entire nation will stand up and fight it. Because if you are in APC, for instance, you are one is the government, you are one the minister, you are one former vice president, you are once a governor of a particular city.
Barrister Jallow, how do you think the international community can help Nigeria in this fight against terrorism in Nigeria?
Honestly, if you see what is happening in Borno now, you know, it's a multinational attack against the terrorists. It's not only Nigeria. It's multinational. It is called multinational gang up against terrorism. That's why these people fled away, and then they are now entering where people are. And then instead of us saying to the residents to look at the foreign people, foreigner does not mean somebody who's white color. No, a Ghanaian would be a foreigner. You look at him when he came into you as a Nigerian, and a Chadian would be a foreigner. Let us keep watch within our surroundings. If we see new people, we raise alarm. But honestly speaking, the Western power are helping now with a lot of jets, with a lot of sensitive things that are showing where the terrorists are. So that's why now in Borno, for some time now, they have fled away, notwithstanding what happened during the jam. But obviously in the Sambia desert and other areas, you know, because of the attack of the multinationals with the Nigerian armed forces and the other African armed forces, the terrorists are flying away, coming into where people are now.